We welcome you back to Springfield on your Saturday night. A little S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night baseball tonight as the 2020 Class E State Tournament. Full day number one about to wrap up as the final game of the day. Kurt, you love nitpicking and looking at brackets and seeing what time games are and stuff like that. Your thoughts on 3 hours for games?
Well, they actually did it very well, thinking that with dealing with COVID-19 this year, how they have to empty the whole stadium and things like that there. They weren't far off in all their games. If you look at the 2 o'clock game, started about on time because the first game just went just a shade long. And now this game here, we're probably only going to start 15 minutes late. And they've done a fine job down here in Springfield. They empty the stadium. They disinfect it. You know, they're doing what they're asked to do in order to play it. And you got to hand it to Springfield.
Well, they had some sweat to dab up from you and I from the 2 o'clock game, that's for sure.
Well, it definitely was warm this afternoon. The sun shines down here. They got a beautiful park down here. You know, we talked a little bit earlier on the air about Colin Richards. When they did the starting lineup, you never heard applause like that as you did for Colin Richards.
That was pretty cool. Absolutely. Hey, we're ready for baseball as Tyler Geislinger gets into the batter's box for the Rockies. He'll get the first kick at the can against Austin Versteeg, who climbs Mount Springfield here, and we'll be ready to rumble as the lights are on. The park has been well manicured as Versteeg rocks and fires. His opening delivery to Geislinger is off the plate for ball one. Starbucks stars around the horn at third base. It's Matt Gruber, shortstop Mike Gruber. At second base, it is Darren Alexander. And at first base is Zach Hendrickson as the 1-0 pitch missing inside. Now 2-0. Versteeg can bring it a little bit, it looks like, Kurt.
Yeah, we've seen that by those first two pitches, Kirby.
So 2-0 the count to Tyler Geislinger, who will be followed by Jordan New and David Jonas here for the Rockies as Geislinger jumps on the 2-0 pitch, hits it to Alexander at second. He backhands it, tries flipping it to first, throws high, pulls the first baseman Zach Hendrickson off the base, and the Rockies get the leadoff man on with an error right there by the second baseman.
Well, you got to hand it to Tyler Geislinger for hustling down on that one because he did make a nice backhand play, but he threw it over the first baseman. The first baseman had to leave the base to go get that ball. He wasn't able to come up with it. Unfortunately for Tyler, he kind of got his feet tangled with the first baseman and kind of tripped over him, but the Rockies got their leadoff man on.
So the leadoff guy on, and that brings Jordan New to the plate. As Jordan New in that shortstop for Cold Spring here tonight. As Versteeg set right at the belt, his first offering to New, that is on the corner for a strike. In the outfield for Starbuck, it is Aaron Versteeg in left field. Center field, Connor Westberg, and in right field, it is Andy Topp. One strike the count on New as Jordan squares to bunt, pulls back as that ball is low, gobbled up nicely by the catcher, Mike Craigenbring. Craigenbring?
Yep,
Craigenbring. Thank you, Brad. Apparently a popular name in the greater Starbuck area. 1-1 the count here. As Geislinger, modest lead at first. Deep set, and they got him picked off. Tyler caught leaning a little bit right there. As you see a right-hander pick off a guy at first base, Kirk, you got no one to blame but the runner on that one.
Absolutely. He was going on that pitch. He got caught. It was a nice pickoff move by the pitcher, and there's nothing Tyler could do but get tagged out by the first baseman.
The old quick spin right there from Versteeg makes up for the error by his second baseman, Darren Alexander. So the 1-1 offering to New is up in the zone, moves our count to 2-1. Starbuck, a former Region 15 seed team, trying to remember if I ever remember them making the region tournament. As Versteeg's 2-1 pitch, New jumps on this pitch, lifts it to left field. There is Aaron Versteeg. He has it measured, makes the catch, and New retired F7 for out number two.
Well, the Gruber boys that play short and third for Starbuck, their father, Brian Gruber, who's the head coach at Minnewaska High School, he was a Lake Henry star back in the day. And when you see talk about people when they picked off guys in first base, Kirby, he was a left-hander. And he had a good pickoff move.
As David Jonas jumps on the first pitch, two hopper that's knocked down by Darren Alexander, picks it up, throws to first, and in time to retire Jonas 4-3. David hit it hard, knocked down nicely by Darren Alexander, and Kurt, a good job of sticking with that one and flipping it over there.
Well, on the first play of the game, he made a nice backhand. Unfortunately, didn't have a good throw over to first base. This time he knocks it down. keeps the ball in front of him, quickly picks it up on a hard hit ball by Jonas and throws him out just by a step.
So for the Rockies in the first, no runs on no hits. There was one Starbuck error, nobody left on base. Half an inning, it is Cold Spring 0. Starbuck coming to bat. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball here on KASM. We will be back in 1 minute.
Dan Zimmerman here, senior member at Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. I was bragging up my partner John Neal on Chasm the other day and didn't even get to the best part. John's been named as one of Minnesota's rising stars by other Minnesota lawyers, and he's also a certified fire and explosion investigator. This guy handles personal injury cases as well as all sorts of other litigation, and he knows his stuff. Look him up if you have a matter that needs a great attorney on your side. Keep listening to Chasm to hear more about our firm.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Hey, welcome back to Springfield. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, it'll be the top of the order, for Starbuck here in the bottom of the first inning. Mike Gruber, Darren Alexander, and Austin Versteeg as they get their first look at the Rocky ace, Ryan Hennen, as Ryan Hennen making his, this would be his 1, 2, 3, 4th state tournament start in his young life. 2 in 2016,
one last year in the first game of the state tournament, and then one tonight.
And then one tonight. There we go. Good counting, Kirby. As Hennen climbs the mound, he's ready to rumble his first offering to Gruber. Lefty-lefty matchup right here as Hennen burns the hands for strike one. Around the horn for the Rockies, Jonas is in front of the bag at third. He's playing third base. That's David Jonas. Jordan New is at shortstop, Alex Geislinger at second base, and Austin Duffner at first. As the one-strike pitch on the corner, now 0-2 for Ryan Hennen. As 0-2 the count, Hennen Rennie, his 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed as Mike Gruber out on strikes for out number one. Those lefties, not that the righties hit Ryan Hennen all that well, but the lefties, from what I've gathered, Curtis, not too comfortable in there against Ryan.
No, they're not, because he's a tough, crafty left-hander, and I see already this, the first two hitters are both left-handed for Starbucks, so that might be an advantage for the Rockies tonight.
First offering from Hennen to Alexander in there for a strike. Rockies in the outfield in left, it's Nick Skluzacek. In center field, Tyler Geislinger, and in right field, it is Brady Lynn. Catching is Calvin Kaltoff, and the aforementioned Ryan Hennen on the mound as he has thrown nothing but strikes, knock on wood, at this point, as he is 5-for-5. That pitch in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Hennen to Darren Alexander. Rocks and fires, 0-2 pitch. I jinxed him. Down and away. Now 1-2. Austin Versteeg on deck for the Starbucks Stars. They wear red helmets, but they wear the green caps in honor of their teammate who's battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. As swung on and missed right there for Darren Alexander, Hennen gets punch out number two in as many batters and quickly two away.
Hennen doing a nice job of going right at the headers, getting ahead of the hitters, and that's a big plus when you can do that, so you're not giving up any free passes.
So that brings Austin Versteeg to the plate. Pitcher versus pitcher right here. Rockies in their cream uniforms. Says Rockies across the front. They all wear the high socks as the first offering is lifted foul and out of play. First contact of the afternoon, or evening, excuse me, for the Starbucks Stars. One strike the count. Here in Springfield, this Riverside Park doubles as the high school football field for the Springfield Tigers football team. As Hennen ready. His one-strike pitch is in there for a strike now, 0-2. So basically the football field, if you can envision it, runs from the left field foul line to about 20, 30 feet in front of the fence in dead center field. So that makes center field 452 on the sign. As a nice little snapper, mow him down inning. Versteeg goes down looking right there. as three batters, three Ks, and three up, three down for Starbuck here in the first. As Hennin on point in inning number one. For Starbuck, they go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the second we go. That's coming up in 1 minute. It's Cold Spring 0 and Starbuck 0. We'll be back in 1 minute on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build. From the very basic to elaborate, cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield. As to the second inning we go, it'll be Alex Geislinger, Calvin Kaltoff, and Austin Duffner due up for the Rockies. They get their first look at Austin Versteeg. Kurt, the winner of this game, will be in action on, what is that? That's next Sunday. They will take on Buckman at 11 o'clock right here back in Springfield. So Springfield for the first two rounds for the winner of this game as Geislinger, left-handed swinging, steps in and looks at a strike from Austin Versteeg. Versteeg in the first had a guy reach on an air, picked him off, flew out a fly out to left and a bounce out to second. One strike pitch to Geislinger missing up and away. Now 1-1. As Geislinger, younger brother of Rocky center fielder Tyler Geislinger. Versteeg ready. 1-1 pitch that's hit through the left side. Kurt, I don't know much about Alex Geislinger other than it seems like every time I go to one of his games, he's got two hits.
Well, that's what he's done pretty much most of the year. That's why you see him in that four spot right there. I think early in the year he was in the five or six spot for the Rockies, but he worked his way up in there. He's done a fine job for the Cold Spring Rockies coming over from the Eden Valley Hawks this year to play for the Rockies. Done a nice job. He's generally been in the DH role, but with some COVID issues and other things, he's moved into the safe spot right now. So it's a nice little addition, the two Geislingers for the Rockies.
Pickoff attempt there by Versteeg, who picked off a Geislinger earlier today. Not that Geislinger, a different one. He throws that one away, and it's an error on the pitcher. It gets past the first baseman, Zach Hendrickson. So an error right there, and the Rockies got a man in scoring position here in the second inning.
When he picked off Tyler Geislinger, he had him leaning the wrong way. Alex Geislinger was going back to the base, and he ends up throwing it right past the pitcher. And Alex quickly reads that ball back by the fence and takes off for second base.
So Alex Geislinger leading from second. Kaltoff squares to bunt, and he offers at it and comes up empty right there. Kaltoff maybe chasing. First baseman Hendrickson charging big time. He's only playing about, 60 feet up the first baseline.
He's farther in than the pitcher is.
Second baseman, Darren Alexander, he's ready to get over and cover first. Kaltoff squaring very early once again as Versteeg's pitch. Kaltoff pulls back, swings, hits it to short. Shortstop Gruber up with it, throws to other Gruber at third. And Alex Geislinger, he runs into an out right there. So Kaltoff tries the old slash, squares to bunt, pulls back, hits a two-hopper to short. Alex Geislinger with a little hesitation. Mike Gruber fields it, throws to Matt Gruber, his big brother, who applies the tag, and the Rockies run into an out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for the Rockies right there, but once Alex hesitated a little bit, there's no way he could go to third base at that time. At that time, he should have stayed at second, and Gruber would have taken the out at first base, but smart play by Gruber to go do that.
As Duffner hits it up the middle, knocked down by Darren Alexander on a dive, and it rolls into short center field. Austin Duffner comes up swinging on 0-0 and punches a single. So the Rockies obtaining their second hit of the inning. It'll be first and second. That'll bring Nick Skluzacek to the plate.
Thank you to all the people who helped me. I appreciate it.
The public address announcer had a little bit of an issue with the last name of Nick Skluzacek, which many of a public address announcer have had to deal with Brian, Chris, and Nick Skluzacek over the years. Now, you and I have known the Skluzaceks for about 25 years, so it rolls off our tongue, but for many, I would assume the first time you look at it, you feel like you're reading Russian or something like that. As the first pitch to Skluzacek, missing for a ball. Second pitch now from Versteeg as he takes a look at Kolthoff at second base. The 1-0 pitch, that is on the corner for a strike. Versteeg, Kurt, now with guys in scoring position, a little extra oomph on that heater, huh?
Well, we thought he was throwing hard in the first inning. Now when he's got a couple guys on, it looks like he's throwing a little harder yet this inning.
Playing in front of the base at first is Zach Hendrickson. Gruber and Alexander trying to keep Kolthoff as close as possible. Skluzacek fouls that one back into the netting, and Nick's in a hole at 1-2. Nick Skluzacek would have played college baseball with the third baseman Matt Gruber at St. John's University for Jerry Haugen. And Jerry Haugen's son, Lincoln, as you heard in the 5 o'clock game, with a two-run RBI single for Watkins in their victory. Small towns, huh? Versteeg ready. Long pause. Comes home with the 1-2. Skluzacek swings through that one. He's out on strikes for out number two. Big strikeout right there for Versteeg without the ball going in play.
You said it there with a big strikeout. Versteeg put a little extra on that one. He threw him one up at the letters, and Nick was hungry, and he swung right through that.
That'll bring Sam Distel to the plate. Sam, 2020 Ricori graduate. He's the designated hitter for the Rock Shop here today, left-handed swinging. Guys on first and second. Versteeg's first offering to Distel. Sammy swings through that one as Versteeg gets ahead at 0-1. And won the count. Kolthoff reached on a fielder's choice. He's at second. Duffner's at first. He singled. Gruber trying to pick off Kolthoff, and they'll call him safe. That's bang, bang, but I think the base hump got it right, Kurt. I think Kelvin got his hand in there.
Yeah, he definitely got back underneath there, but Gruber didn't think so. He was running halfway to the dugout already after that. After he applied that, probably just selling it, though.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think he was, but, you know, he ran awful far in for, I mean, I'll give it to him. It was close, but Kelvin did definitely get back in there.
One strike offering to Distel. That's fouled into the netting, and Sammy D in a hole at 0-2.
You got to hand it to Gruber at short over there, though. He's been putting a lot of miles on with that runner at second base. He's back sneaking behind the runner. Then he's back covering his position. Then he's back behind him again, and he's going to wear a path out over there.
So 0-2 the count with two away and two on to Distel. Brady Lynn, the nine hitter in the on-deck circle for the Rockies, as the 0-2 pitch that is fouled. And that will twist out of play. Over for a look is third baseman Matt Gruber. He won't have a play on it, so Distel stays alive. Count 0-2. Now, my junior year of high school, Sam's dad, Gary, was my varsity baseball coach. And if a shortstop would get behind a runner at second like that, I could almost hear Gary still in my head how he would scream that, you know, shorten up, short behind. 0-2, the count remains. Versteeg with a fresh baseball. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Kragenbring. And has a long look in here. Kolthoff being toyed with by Gruber. He's set free now. 0-2 pitch. That's up and away in the count 1-2. Distel pretty hot last year around this time for the Rockies, Kurt.
Yeah, he had a great first year last year with the Rockies. Worked his way into the starting lineup right away. Had a couple hits in the state tournament and things. And been off to a good start this year for the Rockies.
1-2 the count. Versteeg looking at Kolthoff. Comes home with his 1-2, and Sammy swings through that one. Knocked down by Kragenbring. He'll flip to first, and Distel's out on strikes for out number three. Second strikeout of the inning and of the evening for Austin Versteeg, and that does it for the Rockies here in the second. They score no runs on two hits. Another Starbuck error, but that one, like the first one, the Rockies unable to make hurt as two runners left on base. After 1.5, we're still scoreless here in Springfield. Back with the bottom of the second, you're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball. We'll be back in 1 minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow's a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to Springfield and Riverfront Park. It'll be Matt Gruber, Mike Kragenbring, and the designated hitter, Mike Andreas, due up for the Stars here. As Ryan Hennen, a flawless first inning with three punch-outs. He's back out on the rubber, and Kurt, another left-handed swinger for Starbuck, as the first offering from Hennen missing up and in to Matt Gruber. Three out of the first four hit left-handed.
Well, I knew both Grubers batted left-handed. I didn't know the number two hitter did for sure, but yeah, they definitely got some lefties in that lineup.
Hennen's 1-0 offering to Gruber is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Down the line here at Riverfront Park, 340 down the left field line, 318. To right, so the lefties want to pick on that that right field corner as the 1-1 pitch off speed dropped in there by Hennen as Ryan quickly getting ahead of Matt Gruber at 1-2. As Hennen back out on the bump, lefty rocks and fires his 1-2 offering, cut on and missed, and four batters, four strikeouts for Ryan Hennen thus far here on his Saturday.
Well, Ryan's off to the start, just what you wanted to see for him to do. He's got those left-handed swinging through him. Throwing a little bit of off-speed pitches to him when he gets ahead of him on the count, and working out well for Ryan so far.
Brings Mike Kragenbring to the plate for Starbuck. Kragenbring, the catcher this evening. As Hennen's first offering to Kragenbring right down the middle for strike one. Appreciate you joining us on KASM. If you're starting to lose your signal on AM 1150, you can always go to our FM signal 107.7 as this pitch popped up into right field. Back for a few steps was Brady Lynn. Now he comes in and makes the catch chest high for out number two. Yeah, you can always listen to our signal on the FM at 107.7, or feel free and tell your friends about it to log online, mykasm.com. That listen live link at the top of the page, so simple, a big bear eating Doritos and salsa in Richmond off Long Lake can figure it out. So if he can do it, you can do it, mykasm.com, that listen live link. Mike Andreas to the plate, the designated hitter and manager for the Starbucks Stars, as he hacks at the first pitch, fouls it back to the netting as Hennen getting ahead, like he is wont to do, as gets ahead of Andreas, like he's gotten ahead of all other five batters here today. As Ryan's one strike pitch is in there, and Andreas in a hole at 0-2. Some friendships here, Kurt, as third baseman David Jonas and this batter, Mike Andreas, go to Florida together each year and play in the Roy Hobbs League together.
Yeah, they've done that for quite a few years, going down there and playing in that fall classic down there.
0-2 pitch, that has popped up, fouling out of play. It's a 35 and older tournament that they play at. They don't always get to play at JetBlue, where the Red Sox play, or at Hammond Stadium, where the Twins spring training home is, but they do get to at some point. Some local guys make their way down there. Pretty cool experience for those guys, and some nice friendships that have been built. I'm sure there's been some guff over some text messages or Snapchat through this week between these two. As Andreas steps out, he's a veteran. You know, he's the manager. He's been around for a while. So he steps out, now back into the box. As Hennen ready to go. Ryan rocks and fires. His 0-2 pitch is hammered up the first baseline, but that twist foul. As the count will remain at 0-2.
He's one of those old veterans with a good bat. He's fouled off all four strikes so far.
Nice job by Mike Andreas has Hennon back on the rubber. Lefty rocks and fires. 0-2 pitch. That is popped up. Jonas is going to get over for a look. This is in front of the Rocky dugout with a lot of room over there. Hennon comes over. Jonas bobbles it a couple times, and it drops. I think Hennon potentially block David's view of it, Kurt, or what is your synopsis there?
Well, it looks like Ryan Hennon was going to catch it, then all of a sudden he kept running through and just ran through it, then all of a sudden David kind of dives for it at the last second. He has it in the glove. It pops up once. It pops off the glove again, ends up falling to the ground at that time. But it was all three of them were right over there at that time. It wasn't an easy play for any of them, but it was in a spot over there where the catcher Kaltoff, third baseman Jonas, and pitcher Hennon were all right there.
Potentially three guys could have caught it. No one did. Andreas has new life as he's still in that hole at 0-2. Hennon's 0-2 pitch. This has popped up fouling out of play, and he's got quite a battle right here between Hennon and Andreas.
The count is still 0-2, but Ryan Hennon has thrown him six pitches already.
Oh, and to the count, the 0-2 pitch, that is softly hit towards short. New plays a nice candy hop, fires it across the diamond in time. 6-3 to retire Andreas for out number three, and that does it for the Stars in the second. They go in order again, no runs, no hits, no Rocky airs, and a drop pop-up on a night game on a Saturday night for the Rockies didn't end up costing them, which is new. Two innings, 0-0 our score. We're back in 1 minute. It is Cold Spring Rocky State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at the Cold Spring Lanes. There's options, men's and ladies' leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub-options. Cold Spring Lanes is open for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights up until Labor Day, and every other game is free. Give Cosmic Bowling a try every Saturday night from 9:30 till 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more by reservation only. Call Cold Spring Lanes and reserve your spot at 685-8150. That's 685-8150.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield. As to the top of the third we go. It's a scoreless game thus far. It'll be 9-1-2 as Brady Lynn jumps on the first pitch from Austin Versieg. On the ground to Mike Gruber at short. Gruber throw across the diamond in time as to retire the speedy Brady Lynn. Jeez, Kurt, he was busting down that first baseline, huh?
Well, he was. If you think about it, he hit it right at the shortstop, and he makes a nice play, throws it over to first, and you think, oh, he's going to be out by a couple steps at first base. And the speedy Lynn, like you said, he made that a close play at first.
Now, I'm biased because I'm a proud Recorey Spartan graduate. And, I mean, you're in the Recorey Hall of Fame, for Pete's sake. But Brady Lynn going to be a senior in high school at Recorey. He's going to lead the conference in rushing, and he's going to have a heck of a season next spring for Jeff Ilias as well. Mark my words. As back to the top of the order, the lineup turns over. Tyler Geislinger looks at a first-pitch strike from Austin Versteeg. Second pitch missing as it evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. As Versteeg's pitch, Geislinger lifts this one into short left center field. Left fielder is Versteeg. He comes on, and Aaron Versteeg makes the catch to retire Tyler Geislinger for a big out number two.
Looked like he was maybe going to get a little Texas leaguer in there for a second, but that ball just kept hanging up there and carrying. Left fielder made a nice play just coming in to get the second out for the Stars.
So two quick ones for Austin Versteeg. That brings Jordan New to the plate. As Jordy flew out to left his first at-bat, he looks at a strike right there. I want to say hello to John Leeser, listening in his garage with some buddies, cheering for Starbuck and Cold Spring. I don't know how he's going to pull that on, but if anyone can do it, it's Johnny Baseball. As Jordan New laces one down the first base line. Jordan with a big turn at first. He's thinking two, and he's going to get there standing up with a two-out double. That kid just peppered that one down that right field line, Kurt.
Peppered it was the word. You said it right there, Kirby. He laced that right over the bag. It ends up going all the way down in the corner in right field over there. Right fielder did a nice job of retrieving that ball down there in foul territory. Jordan New never hesitated for 1 second and goes in there with a stand-up double.
So two-out rally here for the Rock Shop as that brings David Jonas to the plate. Bounced out to the second baseman, Darren Alexander, his first time up. As Versteeg got a big bat in that batter's box right now all of a sudden with a runner in scoring position in a scoreless state tournament ball game. A look at New at second. Versteeg comes home here on 0-0 off-speed pitch dropped in there. For strike number one. Randy Rostein just texted me saying that he's in Redwood Falls. I wonder if he's stopping at the casino, him and Donnie Heinen. We'll have to report back on that. Time called as David Jonas calling time at the plate. Steps out of the batter's box. Rocky Faithful asking for a balk, but time was called. Tough to call balk there. Runner at second is New. He doubled with two outs. Versteeg set. 0-1 pitch to Jonas. That is on the corner for a strike. All at 0-2. Kurt Swan up there, though, with the guy in scoring position.
Well, you want your veteran up there and your three-hitter up there and a guy in scoring position. No better time for David Jonas right here.
0-2 the count. Alexander holding New closely at second as Jonas fouls off that 0-2 offering. Stays alive, puts that into the netting. Count remains at 0-2.
Well, maybe Randy and Donnie think they're going to be as lucky as the 215 seed team so far today as Lake Henry comes up with a big win and then the Watkins Clippers do and they're thinking, hey, let's keep 15 seed rolling. Let's see if it happens at the casino too.
You never know. Crazier things have happened. And you get those two together, Lord knows what can happen. I mean, you listen to the region tournament. For the record, Randy, my dad and I's shirt are on right now, if you were curious on your way home. 0-2 the count. New the lead from second. Versteeg's 0-2 offering to Jonas. Swung up off speed. Got Jonas to swing and miss at that one for big out number three. Rockies can't capitalize on the two-out double by New as they are retired here in the third. No runs on one hit. There were no Starbuck airs and one big runner left on second base. 2.5. It is 0-0 our score. We head to the bottom of the third inning coming up in 1 minute. State tournament baseball action right here on your home for state tournament baseball, SM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield on your Saturday night for the Starbucks Stars here in the third. In the bottom of the third, it'll be the bottom of the order. Zach Hendrickson, Andy Topp, and Aaron Versteeg. Their first look at Ryan Hennen here, as Hennen has been six up, six down thus far, and his teammates have had some chances, Kurt, but unable to get the big one right now.
Well, they do. The Rockies have had three hits so far, and their three innings that they batted so far, but, you know, they had a guy on second base in the last two innings, and they couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed one, and thank God they got Ryan Hennen on the mound, keeping him in the ballgame here, and see what's going to happen.
So Zach Hendrickson makes his way into the batter's box as Hennen on the rubber, ready to rumble. 0-0 our score as Kurt Hemish, Kirby Hemish with you here proudly from Springfield. First offering, that is hit in the air to short right field, and we have our game's first hit for the Starbucks Stars and their first base runner. 0-0 thinking or noticing that Hennon's coming at him on 0-0, Kurt, and he takes advantage of it.
Well, if you think about it, we've been talking about the first three innings, how Ryan Hennon's going right at the guys throwing the first strike, and Zach Hendrickson sees that as he's paying close attention. He goes out there and laces that first pitch strike right out to right field for a single.
So you got a guy like Hennon on the mound. You got to assume a bunt's coming here as Andy Tope steps into the batter's box. He's the right fielder as he squares to bunt, and he pops it up, but Kaltoff won't have a play on this as it's actually up into the netting behind home plate. Kurt, tough guys to hit or tough to bunt too?
Well, absolutely, and he kind of didn't square around right away on that one in order to do it. He kind of did at the last minute. And
so you're crossing your arms and shaking your head because the whole park knows you're bunting.
Well, everybody knows you're bunting, then all of a sudden you're doing that there, and then you end up bunting the back to the screen, and you only get a couple chances to get that done right.
Zach Hendricks in the lead from first as a pickoff attempt by Hennon, if you want to call it that, just kind of tossed over to Duffner back safely with ease, is Zach Hendrickson. Aaron Versteeg to follow Andy Tope here. One strike the count. As Hennon set, looks over at Hendrickson. The bunt attempt, this one is bunted foul up the first baseline, and Tope unable to get it done on his first two attempts. We'll see if the Stars want to roll the dice one more time. By those two bunts, I would say try swinging.
I would say I'd have to agree with you, Kirby, because he doesn't even look comfortable up there bunting, and he wasn't close to bunting any of them too fair. I think I'd let him swing away.
0-2 the count. Leadoff single for Zach Hendrickson for Starbuck here in their half of the third inning as Hennon throws over, and maybe a throw over there to see what that top hand of Andy Tope is doing, and it stayed put from my vantage point. So it appears that the bunt sign has been wiped off at this juncture. Hennon set at the waist. Looks at Hendrickson, 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the mitts. Kaltoff hangs on. Tope unable to get the job done. Out number one, strikeout number five for Ryan Hennon.
Well, fortunately for the Rockies, Tope wasn't able to get that bunt down in that place, and Ryan comes right at him on the 0-2 pitch and gets a foul tick strikeout.
Another lefty here. It's left fielder Aaron Versteeg into the batter's box. He's got a big hole there on the right side, Kurt, with Duffner holding on. The base runner, Zach Hendrickson, as Hennon's first offering is missing above the belt for ball one.
So we heard they had a few lefties in their lineup, and they do. They have four of their starting nine are left-handed batters.
One ball the count as Hennon set. Ryan comes home. His 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed by Versteeg. Evens the count up at 1-1. Zach Hendrickson is not picking up Ryan Hennon's move very well right now, Kurt. Every time Ryan's right leg comes up, Hendrickson's basically bolting back to the base. And he's coming home with these pitches. As Hennon quick pitches this one, and that's in there for a strike to Versteeg. Count runs to 1-2. Lineup flips over on deck. Mike Gruber, he's the leadoff man for the Stars. As 1-2 the count. Hennon ahead of Versteeg. He'll pick over this time. Back quickly is Hendrickson. I guess, if you're Hendrickson, you're not going to get picked off if every time the leg goes up, you go back to the base.
Well, and he's only got about a 2.5-step lead to begin with.
As the 1-2 pitch, that is hit on the ground towards short and hardly. New to second for one. Geislinger bobbles. They're going to call out on the transition as Geislinger. Tough time getting his fingers on that thing for the return to Duffner at first. Don't know that they would have gotten Versteeg anyway, Kurt, but they do get the lead runner.
I don't think they would have on that one. You know, he kind of caught the ball above the runner sliding into second base on there. He kind of tried taking the ball out of the top of the glove and throwing over the top of the guy, and as he was doing that, he ends up dropping the ball. And guy was definitely out, even though a few of their faithful might have thought he was safe at second.
Brings Mike Gruber to the plate, so Versteeg replaces Hendrickson at first as Hennon will pick over. And back safely is Aaron Versteeg. Gruber steps in, struck out on three pitches to start our bottom of the first inning. As Hennon set, first offering to Gruber here. Off-speed pitch, missing above the belt for ball one. One and oh the count. Hennon, who did such a good job of getting ahead of these Starbucks Stars hitters, has now fallen behind early in the count as that pitch drops in there for a strike. Gruber with a little back bend and a kind of a glare at the umpire. Still a little conversation with the home plate blue right there as the count evens up at 1-1. Tyler Geisinger straight away in center. Brady Lynn maybe shaded a little towards the right field line in right. Skwizacek straight up in left as the 1-1 pitch missing down and away. Now 2-1. Lefty hitter right here again as Versteeg on first base leaves that big hole on the right side for Mike Gruber as Austin Duffner holding on the Starbucks star base runner. 2-1 pitch. That is popped up and fouled down the third baseline. Hennon battles back to even it up at 2-2. So 2-2 the count to the Starbucks shortstop. First base runner was this inning for Starbuck. That was Hendrickson. He's been replaced by Versteeg now on the fielder's choice. And Hennon's got him picked off. Throw over to first, back to second, and out by about 15 feet is the runner, Aaron Versteeg. He's picked off, and Kurt, we talked about that move, and that gets Ryan a free out.
Yes, it did. You know, he kept throwing over there not very hard and things like that, and it kept talking about how they only had a 2.5-step lead. Well, all of a sudden, they caught him leaning the wrong way. He was going, and they easily picked the guy off.
With the pickoff for Starbuck in the third, no runs on one hit. There were no Rocky errors. Nobody left on base. Three in the books. Zeros on the board. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball action right here on KASM. We're back in 1 minute.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build, from the very basic to elaborate. Cabinets are built for new homes, remodeling projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring. It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to Springfield. Fourth inning we go. It'll be Alex Geisinger, Calvin Kaltoff, and Austin Duffner due up for the Rockies. Their second glance at pitcher Austin Versteeg. First offering to Geisinger, missing down and away. Alex, with a single to left field his first time up. As the 1-0 offering to Geisinger from Versteeg, that's popped up in the infield. Third baseman Gruber, plenty of room. He'll make the catch right in front of the third base bag for an easy out number one.
Well, as Alex did a nice job of slapping that ball through the shortstop and third baseman's hole over there in his first at-bat. Almost looked like he was wanting to go that way with it again, but gets under a little bit too much and hits a high pop-up to the third baseman.
So one away, that'll bring Calvin Kaltoff to the plate. Kaltoff pulled a bunt back and tried the old slash swing, pulling the bunt back and swinging with the infield moving. Ended up hitting into a fielder's choice as he looks at a first pitch ball from Versteeg. The 1-0 pitch, Kaltoff hits on the ground towards third. Gruber will field it in foul territory, and Kaltoff will have to come on back, evening our count up at 1-1. 1-1 the count, Matt Gruber over at third base. As Kaltoff catching again for the Rockies. Son of a catcher. Who is the son of a catcher? Third generation Cold Spring catcher.
Yep, his grandpa Norb caught for many years for the Springers. His dad Russ caught for the Watkins Clippers. And now Russ is catching for the Cold Spring Rockies.
1-1 pitch to Calvin, missing high. Now 2-1.
And his dad Russ enjoys the ball game so much that he's here watching the game. But yet he's got us on the radio listening to it.
All right. Hey, Russ. How's life over at the third base area? Russ, one of our fine sponsors as well at Cold Spring Subway. I told Calvin before the game I'd get him a 6-inch veggie delight with mayo and oil if he hits it over that 452 in center.
Well, that's about the safest bet a guy could take.
2-1 pitch to Kaltoff is maybe swinging for it right there. He comes up empty and moves it to 2-2. Calvin and Russ, our neighbors growing up, they lived right next door to us in Cold Spring. 2-2 the count, Versteeg. Right back at it to Kaltoff. That pitch is swung on and missed. Kaltoff unable to check his swing. And, yeah, okay, they checked over at first, and Kaltoff went. Strikeout for out number two. And for Gruber, that is his fourth strikeout.
For Versteeg.
For Versteeg, yeah, excuse me. So that brings up Austin Duffner to the plate. Duffner into the batter's box as the first pitch, the Duffman fouls that one off at home. Duffner, his first time up with a solid single. One strike the count here. Two crafty pitchers today, Kurt, a righty and a lefty. As Versteeg ready, his one strike pitch. Duffner skies this one into short left center field. Playable as Aaron Versteeg over. He'll call and catch, and the Rockies are retired in order here in the fourth. No runs, no hits. No errors, nobody left on base. We will head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Coming up in 1 minute, you're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. You've heard me on CASM before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that CASM broadcasts. We love it that CASM covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to CASM for more details.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
We welcome you back to Springfield into the 9 o'clock hour on your Saturday evening as Kurt, it's all arms right now.
Well, we've got a great pitcher's duel going on right here so far. As you see, it's 0-0 after 3.5 innings. Ryan Hannon doing a fine job for the Rockies and Austin Versteeg doing a fine job for the Starbucks Stars.
It'll be the top of the order for Starbuck here in the fourth. And you're thinking, oh, has he got a perfect game if he's top of the order in the fourth? No, there was a hit, but a pickoff after a fielder's choice last hitting in the third. So Mike Gruber kind of gets a second at-bat here, his second at-bat.
Well, he's seen four pitches from him in his last at-bat that didn't actually count as an at-bat. So
as Gruber turns the hand over and tries to bunt, pulls back, and that pitch missing for a ball. So ball one to Hennin. As Ryan ready to go once again. Lefty gets the sign from Calvin Kaltoff. Rocks and fires. His 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Michael struck out his first time up. And then he was in a hole at 1-2, excuse me, when the pickoff happened on Aaron Versteeg. The 1-1 pitch from Hennin, that's off the plate and moves our count to 2-1. Good take right there. From Michael Gruber, Tom Elliott of the West Central Tribune, telling us that this young man is having intentions to play at Concordia Moorhead next year, I believe. As the 2-1 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Gruber didn't like that one. Evens our count up at 2-2. Gruber, Alexander, and Versteeg, the top of the Starbucks star lineup, due up here in the fourth. Hennin's 2-2 to Gruber. That's the old 58-footer bouncing that one, and it fills it up. As Kaltoff, when you get that one in the shoulder pad, Kurt?
Well, he didn't get it in the glove, I can tell you that much. Exactly what he got it in, but I don't think he was very happy where he got it, the way he took that, picked that ball up and threw it back to Hennin.
Yeah, if Ryan throws it in at 83, Calvin was bringing it back to him at about 88. As the payoff pitch to Gruber, he throws his bat, and swings and misses. His bat ends up in right field. Kaltoff whips the ball at Jonas in third to go around the horn. And Jonas is looking at the bat soar through the air like a bald eagle on a Sunday morning or something like that. So the ball ends up in left. Long story short, it's a strikeout on Michael Gruber.
Well, Hennon did a fine job of coming back after he got behind him on the cone after he's been ahead of most of his batters tonight. He fell behind 2-1, came back with two big strikes there. And Gruber, he looked like he was swinging for the fence on that one. That bat landed farther back than the dugout.
Maybe some pine tar the next time for Michael Gruber. Ryan Hennon's sixth strikeout as Darren Alexander comes to the plate. Rockies are lucky that Kaltoff didn't hit Jonas in the chest there. That could have been ugly. As the first offering to Alexander, missing inside with the off-speed for ball one. Third baseman Jonas in front of the bag right now, being mindful of Alexander potentially drag bunting as the 1-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike to even us up at 1-1. Brady Lynn in right field playing straight away. Tyler Geislinger now shifting a little towards left center-ish as the 1-1 pitch missing high, now 2-1. Hennon with a region victory over, who did he throw against, Big Lake?
He beat Foley in game two of regions, 4-1.
Yeah, nice victory for Hennon as the 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed right there by Alexander. Now 2-1. Then last weekend, he pitched in relief in their loss against Foley.
I believe he threw the last two innings last Sunday.
2-2 the count to the Starbucks star second baseman. That 2-2 pitch just off the plate, Kaltoff. Squeezing it for a moment, but plate umpire said, nope, missed it. So that fills the count up at 3-2, back-to-back. 3-2 counts here for Hennon against these lefties at the top of the Starbuck order. Deep breath from Ryan. Ball in hand. Rocks and fires. Payoff pitch. In there, strike three. Did Alexander know that one, Kurt?
He knew it as soon as it came across the plate. It's like, I don't know what he was looking for because Ryan Hennon threw him a strike right over the center of the plate. And I don't know if he thought it wasn't going to break down low enough because it looked like it was maybe coming in a shade high, but that was a perfect strike. And I can't believe he took it.
Just jogged his way back to the dugout as he's out on strikes. Two punch outs this inning for Hennon, 7 on the evening. That brings Austin Versteeg to the plate. Hennon in the first struck out the side as he starts Versteeg with a ball inside. Not missing by much, but missing nonetheless. Appreciate you joining us on your Saturday night. Full baseball tomorrow as well on KASM. Randy Rostein's got the Regal St. Patrick game with Don Heinen at 2 o'clock as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Check swung on and missed by Versteeg, even it up at 1-1. That game's in Milroy at 2, and conveniently, St. Martin plays Gaylord at 5 o'clock right after that. So Randy and Donnie, they'll just hang out and do that one, too. 1-1 pitch from Hennon. That's hit up the middle and through for a base knock right there. Solid single for Austin Versteeg and a two-out knock.
Versteeg does a nice job of taking that fastball right down the plate, and he hits it just over the glove of Ryan Hennon. Jordan New dives for the second, from short. No chance at that play. Second hit of the ball game for Starbuck tonight.
So two knocks for the Stars as Matt Gruber steps into the batter's box. As Gruber, a strikeout victim of Hennon, back in the second inning, his first at-bat. You get another lefty up, Kurt, with a runner on first base. So that hole still present with Duffner holding him on. As Hennon set, he comes home with the first offering to Gruber, and that pitch missing high for a ball.
When you got four lefties in the lineup and you get a guy on, they have that big hole between first and second quite often, it seems like.
That they have. As 1-0 the count. Short lead over at first for Austin Versteeg as the 1-0 pitch on the corner for a strike. And Matt Gruber not a fan of it. The Starbuck faithful not a fan of that call. Evens our count up at 1-1. Now, we are to the right of right behind home plate, so we can't really see that corner that well as a 50% pickoff attempt right there from Ryan Hennon as a 1-1 our count now. Okay. Gruber back in the box. Hennon set. Quick pickoff attempt once again. And Versteeg back safely. 1-1 the count. Got some leather lungs in front of us trying to pick on Ryan Hennon, who has 7 strikeouts on the evening and given up 2 singles. So hope that guy's having a great day. 2-1 the count now.
They're talking about his pickoff move. Well, they can't talk too bad about his pickoff because he's one of the two base runners that have reached so far. He has picked off already, so you can't talk too much about his pickoff move.
As Hennen will throw over once again, and back safely is Austin Versteeg. Count remains at 2-1. Gruber in the box. Hennen set, looks over at Versteeg. Versteeg maybe another step this time as that pitch cut on and missed by Gruber. Pops out of the mid of Kaltoff, but Versteeg not going anywhere. Moves our count to 2-2. 2-2 the count. Just popped out of Kaltoff's glove. Didn't go very far, so it's not like Versteeg had much of a chance to advance as the ball popped out, and Kaltoff was all over it right away. Hennen set. He'll throw over once again, and Versteeg back safely as the count remains at 2-2. 2-2 the count as Hennen comes home. 2-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Gruber's out on strikes. 3 punch-outs here in the fourth for Ryan Hennen as he picks up his 6th, 7th, and 8th strikeout of the inning, and that does it for Starbuck in the 4th. They score no runs on 1 hit, no Rocky airs, and 1 runner, left on base. After 4, still scoreless. 0-0 our score. We head to the 5th inning. Coming up in 1 minute, it's Cold Spring Rocky State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood 2 ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day.
Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter.
If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.